I thought he was about to say she spit like a hot verse.
Oh.
The way he said it. I mean, Cardi, I think he was going to say that shit until I was like, whoa. I think he was.
I was piggybacking off again. Yeah, like, yeah,
I think Beebe like some bullshit on the low. No,
I think Beebe got the house.
Ride the dick like a beer.
Dead in Hip Hop album review, Migos, Culture 2. We did the first one last year. They dropped around the same time. So, you know, these guys are working, man. I think first and foremost, what I want to do is I want to give them props where props is due. They got an opportunity with Versace Remix when Drake kind of blew that song up. And them boys been taking off, like, no pun intended. Like, you know what I'm saying? They've been grinding, man. Like, they've been grinding. Like, before this, they dropped a joint, collaborative joint with Quality Control. That joint had, like, 20 songs on there. They did the Honcho and Travis Scott joint. You know what I'm saying? So, like they're working. They're putting out music. So, when I listen to this one, I'm like, okay, they got it, you know. Like the type of lane that they in, I'm like, they got some joints. Like, I definitely, this shit is bumping the whip music. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Migos. But it's just, it for me, it just didn't sound or feel as good as the first one. Hmm. I feel like at this point, they're overworking themselves.
It was entirely too long. And you got, a lot of these tracks was like 4 or 5 minutes. This was entirely too long. And I do agree with you. I think this one lacked the hit songs, you know, like they don't have the hits. The catchy hooks, the catchy and replayable hooks that they had in the first one that they did not have on this one. And the fact that you pretty much made a carbon copy, and Ken, I know you can agree with me on this one, they made a carbon copy of song of Dez. We remember the song Dez with 2 Chainz on the first one? Open it up. The same hook. Like everything, the way that song was sounding, the beat sounded exactly like Dez from Culture 1 with 2 Chainz.
If a nigga hating, call him Joe Biden.
What else went on there?
I don't know.
That's how you heard it? Like, where you heard it at?
I heard it on man, I'll be in the streets.
But you know what's funny? I'm glad you brought that up, because like I heard my daughter playing that shit, and they dancing to it. That's what's crazy about that. Like, it's kids are like dancing to that song.
Yeah, and what's that? Walk it, talk it, right?
Oh, that's my shit. I'll do like that. Walk it, talk it. Oh, it's gonna be so many memes.
No,
they didn't have to.
Walk it, talk it. They didn't care. No, like, for one, negative. You cannot give me 24 tracks of Migos for 5 minutes long for an entire
I was on track,
I got 9 more tracks of this, like, this is incredible. And then, you know, with them having so many different producers, you would at least think that some of the production would sound similar. I mean, sound, you know, different. No.
Nah.
With the exception of Made Man. Now, Made Man is my shit. That's a for real produced that. I love Made Man. That's probably like the song where I was like, oh shit.
Nah, it Stir Fry was also.
Stir Fry.
Yeah.
That was different. Yeah, the one with Post Malone was different.
Yep.
But that's 3 out of 124 songs.
Yeah. I saw them say that they were going to play with the sound, that they wanted to play with the sound on this one as opposed to what they've done in the past. That's what I was looking forward to, and we only got like a handful of songs. So that was very, very disappointing to me. Mm-hmm. But, you know, to hear Stir Fry and what was the other one? Made Man. It was like, okay, it's dope that you guys are trying to get out of this box. Like I said on the opening track or the second track, you know, this is not
rap.
Yeah, this ain't mumble, this real rap, this ain't mumble rap.
Yeah.
So it's good that you guys are trying to extend your career beyond what you guys are in, but you got to give us more than just those handful of tracks when you got 20 plus songs on them.
Yeah,
freaking album.
Yeah.
This was like being forced to watch Roots every single thing. you know, every part, that long ass shit, and you're like, damn, this is almost over. Nope, he just now got his motherfucking foot cut off.
Yep.
This shit to me was a waste of time.
This sounded like they just had a whole bunch of leftover jams from the first album.
Like, this is make it over,
and they're just like, "What is going to release this shit?"
And that's why I'm confused, because they have so many other projects that they released before, like so much work.
Right, didn't they release like a mixtape? That's Quality Control or something.
That's what I'm saying. Quality Control. I think he's a producer, so it was like a collaborative effort with Migos.
But I think that was the thing that was disappointing about Culture 2 when you compare it to the first one, is that the first one, they were different. Like, it was, they gave you something that you didn't quite expect, at least for me. They haven't listened to all their previous mixtapes. This was them reverting back to that mixtape sound, where you just got very repetitive songs, and obviously this whole thing was extremely bloated, but it's just like, what are you guys doing? Like, I understand wanting to take advantage of, like, the success of the first project, but you can't put out a bad sequel.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what they did. Yeah.
Especially coming off that buzz that they had like last year. It's like,
they should have rode that first project for a good couple of years.
Yes.
They need a better manager.
Yeah, this should have been a mixtape. This shouldn't have been Culture 2. You could have dropped this as a mixtape. It is what it is. It's 24 tracks. You know what I'm saying? Right. Let that thing ride out. You could play some of these on your show, right? Like the ones that people are feeling. Yes. Still ride the wave of Culture 1. Right. And next year, drop that Culture 2 and give us something different. Like, the albums need to be significant because they're albums. They should be distinguished. It shouldn't just be 24 tracks of the same stuff.
But like, you think they can do anything different?
I think that they should play with the sound on the album.
I think they can.
But even if they play with the sound, it's still going to be the same flow. It's gonna be the same shit. And again, not shitting on them. I think it's creative, but after 75 goddamn songs of this shit at this point, it's like, well, okay, well, what can they do that's different?
I don't know, but I think they might be willing to try. If they're willing to play with the sound, they might try to play with their flow.
I don't think they will.
The flow is what makes it
exactly. It's the Migos flow.
Exactly. Yeah.
This probably is them playing with the sound. This sounds the same shit to us, but to them, they probably think this sounds different.
I think the other interesting thing that I saw online that I found a little comical was the debate about Takeoff being the best Migos.
I don't understand. I don't get it. Like, how is he that much different?
They said he's more lyrical than the other. And what's interesting about that, because a lot of people were propping up Quavo, right? Before now. Now all of a sudden,
that's what I remember hearing. Like, I remember them, they was propping him up.
I can't tell the difference.
I can't either. Well, now I can. Takeoff has the heavier voice. Cardi B.
What about her?
Y'all didn't like the Cardi B verse? I didn't, but I'm just asking.
It was better than Nicki's.
You get so.
I do.
I did got from Motorsport. I'm like, okay, well, I'm like, okay, Cardi. And Mickey spit a longer verse in what?
Nothing.
I was saying Cardi spit a better verse than Nicki. That's what you're saying. I thought, listen to that, I'm like, okay, Nicki on this song, Cardi B, who got the better verse? So I was like, I think Cardi B.
Cardi B,
she spit a better verse.
Really?
It was shorter. Yes. It was just shorter and better. I think Nicki just kind of went on a little
too long. She said, I'm the something of this rap shit. Who did she say? I'm the certain person.
The trap version.
I'm the trap
version. Cardi B?
Say, what? Cardi B.
Trap version of Selena.
That was a dope line.
I think Nicki losing her position, man.
I know she fears she knows she's losing her position.
Losing it. And then, you know, not just this song, not just Motorsport, but on the Quality Control, she has another track on there. She got the joint with G-Eazy that's on the radio that's going crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, Cardi's out there. Cardi is the female that's being propped up, like to take Nicki's spot right now. So, and Nicki feels it. And she can't control it. Like, she can't call in the red. Don't players. Shit. They want it. It's just her time. And, you know, Nicki better. I don't know what she's going to do, but she got to reinvent herself.
What about your boy Big Sean? I know you love Big Sean.
Oh, my God.
Big Sean. Snap.
I said this shit on Twitter. I was like, man, they should pay me next time. I can deliver a better verse than Big Sean.
They're mad at you, boy.
You hate
me.
You know Twitter mad at you.
Well, and why was it? Okay, so that was one thing I did notice. With the exception of Cardi B and Nicki, any other feature, didn't their verse seem short?
Yeah,
like Drake's verse seemed short. Big Sean's verse seemed like half
a verse.
Yeah. I mean, it's three of them. I mean, they probably just give them an 8-bar or something.
Bro, you don't tell Drake, just give me 8.
I'm saying you got three people on the track already.
Would you tell Drake, give me 8?
No, absolutely not. I'm just saying.
On your first real official collab, you'd be like, hey, man, just give me 8, because we got, you know, 2 other dudes in the back that we rap to. Like, Quavo's coming. Someone just yelled Quavo in the background, so Quavo's coming. Can you just give me these 8 bars real quick? And Drake's like, yeah, I can do that.
That's the only thing that makes sense to me, because these tracks would end up being super long. I mean, you got 3 MCs already, right, and then you add a feature. It's like...
Then they should have cut the regular MC's verses down. If you got a Drake feature or a Big Sean feature, I don't know. Not that I wanted more, it just seemed weird.
Right. That's the only thing I could think of.
I think this hurt them.
It did. Yeah. I think so. I agree.
Because they were really riding off that success of that first album.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you came back this quick with this, and it's just like, just too much.
Because I think the only hit they can probably have off this is maybe Stir Fry.
So y'all think the core fans feel the same way?
I don't know.
From what I've seen, the reaction to this album has been pretty harsh.
Yeah, it's because you wouldn't even get requests for it.
It's definitely been negative. And that's from Migos fans and non-Migos fans.
Yeah.
Like I said, the main conversation was about Takeoff. Mm. You know, and that was it. And that came off the heels of Offset of Quavo admitting that Quavo saying that Takeoff was the best Migos.
So he was saying that he adds like he's the spice to them.
He's the flavor. Like that.
To what they do. So
I mean, that's nice of them to say. That's cool. Yeah. At least they big each other up, and then you know.
Is anybody talking about the Joe Budden thing at all?
It's not, like you said, it's not on here.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I remember that people were talking about was the homophobic shit. The rest of this stuff, I don't
know. Oh, yeah. What was the situation?
I don't know what song it was, but he said something about he don't like queers. And I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Who the fuck is surprised here?
The outrage. But then he tweeted out a definition of the word queer.
What are you tweeting? What are you saying?
It's just some definition of the word queer that didn't have anything to do
with
being
homosexual. He knew what he was saying. But I'm like, why are y'all going to Migos and being surprised because that they don't like gay folks?
Because that's people don't like, because we in that era now, like people, the internet, like don't realize that there's a totally different type of people out there that just don't. You know
don't buy that at all. No, I think they know. I think that motherfuckers just want to complain about
shit. I don't know, man. I don't know.
I don't think there's anybody on this motherfucking earth that would look at a hood rap group from the slums of Atlanta. Not the slums, but you know, from the semi-harder spots in Atlanta and be like, you know what? I'm looking for LGBT allies.
Right.
I think this is the best place to go. These guys, they're in it.
I'll put it this way. When you guys saw that he said it, was anybody here surprised?
Hell no.
No, I know we were.
Hell
because
no. We know.
I tweeted out, I was like, who the fuck? Yeah. Be surprised that the Migos says some homophobic shit. That's like Trump saying something stupid.
Nobody in the
hood. We expect it.
Yeah, like, nobody in the hood cares about that.
That was the only controversy I remember surrounding this. I was like, I don't remember what song it was, because I don't remember hearing the line.
Yeah.
I just remember seeing the whole fucking think piece about it. And I was like, man, you really sat down and wrote all this shit about a motherfucking Migos saying he don't like queers? And then he actually went on Twitter to defend himself. Like, nah, bro, I fuck with gay folk.
Queers. He said he was looking for a word to rhyme with with whatever word came before. So he was like,
rhyme with queer?
Yeah. No, not to rhyme with queer.
But
he was using the word queer
like
to
beard.
Rhyme with something.
Like he said beard and he said queer.
You couldn't think of no other word? It's E-E-R. Leer, deer, fear. All these motherfuckers, they see me and they fear. Like, I'm saying. Right. How many pages did you have to put through before you went on queer? I'm saying.
Oh, shit.
They can have twisted that shit. They can make anything wrong with that.
Right.
I'm not buying that shit. Just I would respect them more if they like, that's how the hood is. We don't really fuck with gay folks. Okay. So now we have the chance, like the choice to either fuck with your music or not.
Right.
And I'm not gonna sit here and have a fucking debate. I would never sit down with one of these dudes and want to talk about LGBT issues.
Yeah.
You might get punched just bringing it up.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Like, what's that, Sean?
LGBT.
I know LGBT.
Yeah. You're stupid as hell. LGBT. You see that shit on top, man.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Narcos. I do. CC with Gucci Mane.
Is that a reference to that show?
Not really. They were just talking about Pablo like a little bit. But yeah, Narco, CC, Stir Fry. I'll go Main Man and Notice Me with Post. That's about it.
I like Stir Fry. And I like the, I don't remember what song it was, but they had one song where they said, niggas don't want no smoke, they pull up with the coochie out. Whichever song that was, I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. But I don't remember what song it was now. But yeah, that's kind of it. I mean, again, this isn't my kind of music. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here, like I said, I'm not going to shit on it. But I'm not going to sit here and pretend I'm jamming out to this shit neither.
Bad Bitches Only. I find 21 Savage amusing. I really do.
I do too.
He's interesting. Right now, he's an interesting guy. I'm sorry, man.
Apologize.
Walk It, Talk It. And Stir Fry.
I know, like,
Stir Fry, Motorsport Mayman.
If you watch Amigos, man, look, like I said, I respect the grind, I respect the hustle. I respect, you know, not trying to lose the limelight, you know, and putting out work. Like y'all going in here and putting out work. I respect that. But I think that when you put out an album, it should be the best of the best. And I don't think that that's what you gave us this time. I think Culture One was definitely that. You guys had hits. You guys had hooks. You guys did what made you guys what you are and where you are today. But this right here was just, this could have been a mixtape.
I mean, I get it that you guys was really what riding this wave from Culture and wanting to release all these, you know, side projects with other rappers. And then they got that, was that Quality Control? Mm-hmm. The other one. Yeah, and you know, just, but with all these tracks on here, it's just too much. It's just too much to just digest. Songs are too long. And y'all just didn't have that. Y'all didn't have that flair for, as far as hooks and everything and catchiness from the first album like y'all did in this album. It felt like a drag. It shouldn't have to feel like a complete drag listening to this album.
Amigos, if you're watching, this was a lot. A little much, but coming off the success of Culture, I understand wanting to put out Culture 2 and trying to add to it. For me, it didn't connect, it didn't work. And what I'm curious to see you guys do moving forward is how you guys play with the sound. Because that was the interesting thing coming into this album and hearing the couple of tracks that you guys did experiment with the sound, it definitely sounds like you guys can venture outside of the I know you guys don't call it mumble rap, but whatever, this trap box that you're in now.
I don't really have anything to say. You don't need to listen to me. I'm not gonna sit here and tell y'all to make this shit shorter, because if people like the sound you're giving them, give them as much as y'all want. Personally, I think that y'all should have rode the success off of your album a little bit longer. I think that you guys don't need to saturate the market, because even people that don't like y'all's music will tell y'all that you kind of changed the landscape of hip-hop when you broke in. Mm-hmm. So you have no reason to saturate the market. Live off of your shit. Drop an album, ride that shit for 2 or 3 years. That increases your longevity. But dropping an album, riding it for a year, and then dropping another album that doesn't really have the same quality as the one before it, it's just not, it's not really a good look. But
real talk, it was less than a year, right?
Probably.
Yeah, less than a year.
Probably. Stay creative. Stay trying to make things different than everybody else, but just don't overexert yourself. Because that's what this feels like.